Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a few more calls right now. Then when I start the next segment, I'm going to try to answer the last lady's question about evolution versus creationism. Why do I have to automatically fall into that tailor-made debate and have a discussion on those two choices? Why do I have to only debate those two issues? It's a setup, ladies and gentlemen. I believe in intelligent design. I believe in a creator. But does that mean I believe Baptist preachers 100 years ago who didn't understand what Darwin was saying? Do I believe what they believe? No. And does that mean I have to agree with Jesse Ventura on everything to work with him? No. I'm educating Ventura. He admits that. And I'm learning a lot from him. So I consult on his TV show, number one show on True TV right now. I'm going to cover that coming up in the next segment. But then I need to get into Copenhagen, big developments there. I'm reading here in the London Guardian today and the Telegraph exactly what I got from the treaty and exactly what I talked about in the video that I posted that I shot Friday, breaking it down. Now the UN is agreeing with my analysis. And I wish this wasn't the case, but this is not a complete victory for us, but we had a victory. But we have to be honest about the situation we're in so that we can defeat it. Jeff in Texas, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. I think you should be careful. There's a third way between creationism versus evolutionism, and that is also backed up by parts of the New World Order, and that is the starseed conspiracy that somehow aliens came here long ago and inseminated primitive forms.
Well, they're having to switch over to that because the genetic engineers are going in with electron microscopes, and a lot of top scientists are on record saying, I was an atheist, now I'm not. Something designed this.
Yeah, well, I appreciate your show, and I wanted to bring up something that I don't think is getting enough attention in this whole go green climate change fraud, and that's that the EPA is actively starting to close down its 27 research libraries. If you Google or start page EPA library close, you'll find a web page called the Union of Concerned Scientists, and they have a beautiful summary of what's going on. They've already closed down five libraries so far. And it doesn't make any sense that the government cares about the environment if they're shutting down the
very... Well, look what happened under Homeland Security. That's a great point. And now Obama's expanded it, but started with Bush. Under national security, corporations that are involved in key infrastructure don't have to report and are given immunity towards dumping toxic waste or other environmental problems. No, exactly. This whole fake environmental movement is about not engaging in real environmental action and only engaging in taxation.
Well, I'm going to try and put together a one-pager on it. There's also an NPR interview on it, so I'll try and get that to you. But it's
Why don't you write a blurb and send it to writers at Infowars.com? Kurt and others will go over it. If it's good info, we'll post your story.
All right, do that. Thank you. I'll do that. Thank you.
And if you don't see it posted in a day or two, send it again because we missed some of the emails. Anything else, Steve or Jeff?
No, thank you. God bless. Bye-bye.
All right, Stephen in Houston's actually up. You got 1 minute, Steve. Go ahead. Yeah, Steve,
I'm
you want to
see of this healthcare situation. I got a letter. I'm an insurance agent. I got a letter from a company I work for, one of the many companies I sell insurance for, saying that my contract was terminated without cause, and they wouldn't tell me why. When I talked to them, well, I found out why. I had sent a mass email out about Obama, and one of the customers I had that I sent this to wrote back to me telling me that while I have a First Amendment right, you know, she's really upset, and she was going to change agents, blah, blah, blah. I wrote back to her. I gave her links to some of your stuff and your site. Well, after that, I got this termination letter and put two and two together because this happened at about the exact time when I sent this email to this person. So I put two and two together. This health insurance agency company, I mean, they terminated me because they didn't like me coming against their main player.
Stay there.
This is Alex Jones.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we have a lot of key information to cover and a short time to get there in the next 55 minutes that we have left in this Sunday broadcast. I'm here live every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. That's 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific, 3 to 5 Mountain. Thank you so much for joining us. And, of course, we have the weekday transmission as well, 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. The websites are prisonplanet.tv, jonesreport.com, infowars.net, infowars.com. Okay, I want to get into Copenhagen and what really happened there. Was it a defeat? Was it a victory for the globalists? Was it a victory for patriots? We're going to break that down. I've got my review of Avatar coming up as well, and Tom, Steve, Jeff, Adam, Chad, Mark, Ernie, and others. That'll be it for the calls, that group right there. So we're going to close the phones now, but we'll try to get to all those callers that are patiently holding. The problem is callers all bring up such incredible questions, and I don't want to just give sound bites. That's what's gotten us into this situation. I want to give detailed answers. A lady called at the end of the last hour saying, for those who just joined us, she said, Alex, you're friends with Jesse Ventura. You're consulting on his TV show. He's a guest on your show. He believes in evolution. What do you believe in? I don't believe in evolution, the way it's billed and sold. And I don't believe in the 100-year version of creationism. I am a Christian, but this is not a religious broadcast. I believe in science. And there has been more fraud from the evolution camp. Remember the famous Piltdown man, the jaw of a pig found in the U.S., and they knowingly lied for 40-something years saying it was the missing link? And there have been literally hundreds of frauds, more than that, uncountable, in and around evolution. And now top genetic engineers all over the world, there's famous cases of this, have stopped being atheists because they say, look, we've looked at the DNA, we've looked at supposed evolution, something else is happening here. Species just appear instantly, literally overnight. 150 years ago, when Darwin was a big rock star and his theory, evolution of the species, was first put out, and he was a eugenicist, he was really the father of eugenics. They believed that the royals were a greater bloodline. They believed the general public were scum. They believed in social Darwinism, saying, so what if people die in factories? So what if the elite kill the poor? The poor are scum because they genetically didn't get rich and powerful. Therefore, they believe everything is evolutionary, so you deserve to be poor. You deserve to be a slave. That this is part of evolution. So, no, I reject all that. And it's part of this globalist religion. It's just another religion, and they admit that, and the UN now says they're creating a global religion. They've been planning it for 30 years around Gaia worship, around teaching humans that they're bad, so they'll give up their rights and their property to the globalist. Has nothing to do with the environment. And so I have people on this show, I work with people who I don't totally agree with. This isn't like a cult or something. And so that's my answer there. It is a very complex, sophisticated issue. And the Darwinists decided to try to discredit Christianity by saying evolution discredited the Genesis story. How do I say what 6 days are? How do we say how the Creator makes the planet? I believe in intelligent design. Okay? And so it's become a Christian religious tenet that the earth is only 6,000 years old when the Bible doesn't even really say that. And it's, again, it's all a distortion. And it's all a fake fight to make Christianity look stupid. And Christians take the bait, and they go out and then debate all day and say that Adam and Eve were riding dinosaurs and all this other stupid stuff. And but then the atheists themselves, they've got their own religion of if anybody that questions how the universe really works and thinks that there's more going on than we even perceive, they really shut down the debate, and they're a group of tyrants. So I don't go off the Scofield Bible and their view of creationism. I don't go off their view of the rapture, which isn't in Revelations the way they say it is. Okay? You know, it says the beast will wage war on the saints and overcome them. How does he do that? Or they were all teleported up by Scotty. I mean, this is ridiculous. Folks, it's so sophisticated. Okay? It's incredibly complex. I mean, you really read Genesis, it's genetic engineering, and if you read Ezekiel, it's like reading science fiction, folks. I don't think a lot of you have actually read that Jewish history, and that's what it is. It's what these people were interpreting, what they were seeing, and what was going on. It's pretty heavy stuff, actually. And what the Babylonians, I mean, have you read what they wrote? It's very similar. Have you read what the Egyptians were saying? There's a lot more going on. But see, I don't get into it because none of it can be confirmed or denied. I've got a good idea what's going on. And I believe in the Creator, and I love God. But this is not a religious show where everybody fights with each other and debates this or that. I just put the facts out that I can prove. And I can prove the insurance companies wrote the health care bill. I can prove that it's a scam and a new tax to the insurance companies and to the government and the banks that own the insurance companies. I can prove that the banker bailout was a engineered fraud to loot the public and give the Federal Reserve even more power. And it's on record. They've all gotten record bonuses. I can prove we're going into tyranny away from liberty. And I'm not here to divide people. I'm here to get people thinking on their own and to start questioning the system. You know, it's not so much that the public is stupid as that the public is distracted by the news and entertainment and partying, and the world's a complex place, and the general public's been trained to just accept what's put in front of them instead of questioning. 9 times out of 10, what you're told about something in the mainstream media has no bearing on what's really going on. You know, the headline will say one thing, but then when you actually read the article, the facts are there. They're just spun. Or they lie by omission. I mean, it's complex. It takes my entire mental faculty to just be able to even understand it, much less be able to articulate it. And so I just invite you to start looking under the rocks, looking behind the curtain, thinking for yourself. But it has become a false debate. I'm not going to have Baptist preachers telling me their own interpretation of how the world was created from their own distortion. And I'm certainly not going to listen to the globalist and their whole evolutionary system. See, I don't let people put me in a box. I look at the facts. I look at history. I look at the evidence. And obviously, you're not going to have the Sahara Desert, as the old cliche goes, put together a fine Swiss watch. The sands aren't going to fly together to make that. A human cell is a million times or more, according to the scientist I've read, complex than a fine Swiss watch. And they've tried in laboratories to make with simple building blocks of life, with simple amino acids, they've tried to make life. They can't do it. Okay? And there is just unbelievable design. And now with the electron microscopes, they're finding what can only be called microplasms, smaller bacteria, smaller viruses living in the viruses, in the bacteria. They zoom in more. They find little creatures living inside those creatures. They zoom in more. They find creatures living inside those creatures. They zoom even more. They find creatures living inside those creatures. They zoom in even more. They inside the cell. You zoom into a cell and you find other creatures living there. You zoom in further. You find more creatures. They have bacterium that can live in radiation. They have bacterium that can live in total zero. What is it? 270-something below zero. Celsius. Absolute zero. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. We are living on a planet, a gorgeous planet, hurtling through space, orbiting a sun. We have no idea what's really going on. It's so big. It's so amazing. But instead, people only care about their fantasy football instead of trying to learn the mysteries and secrets of the universe. And I'll tell you where you start finding out those secrets. It's in the ancient text, like the Bible. Okay, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with Copenhagen. Stay with us.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have two solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's one-fourth the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And SurvivalistSeeds.com, where I just released my best offer ever, 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Elites throughout history have always tried to expand their power and set up empires. In the last 100 years, through the media, they've taught you that that doesn't exist, that there aren't powerful combines of men who want more power. Even though the UN, the IMF, the World Bank have all written literally thousands of white papers describing their entire program. I read those white papers, so I know their plan. Here's the deal. We already have a global government, but it's unelected, it's unaccountable, it wants nations to come to United Nations meetings and waive their rights and sign legally binding treaties with the IMF and World Bank to let the IMF and World Bank tax literally hundreds and hundreds of different facets of our lives. And that was in the final draft treaty to set up carbon taxes, to set up home inspections, to set up energy taxes, to set up taxes on all travel, on air traffic, to have a global UN-controlled system that carries this out. Now, as Lord Christopher Monckton said here Thursday on my weekday radio show, the only part they ever wanted to get, because the IMF and World Bank was already loaning money at 30% interest to the Third World. They already control our countries through the Bank of England and the Federal Reserve. They just wanted countries to sign on to it. But that was just icing on the cake. The heart of what they wanted was to get the industrialized nations, China, the U.S., England, France, Germany, and others, and those are the groups that did sign on, to agree that a unelected board, and when I read the final treaty Friday that they agreed on, it was right there, have the treaty right here in my stack, that they would be able to just arbitrarily set up the taxing system. And so the countries did agree that this private unelected group at the IMF and World Bank that they will now set up, it's a blank check. It just says, do whatever you want, that they can now establish this. What came out today in the London Guardian, London Telegraph, Associated Press, I'll show you a document cam shot of this for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, for radio listeners, just Google Copenhagen Climate Summit plan for EU to police countries' emissions. And as we told you, this is European Union expansion to run the world government. What did Herman Van Rompuy, the head of the EU, say a month ago? He said that. That's what they got. Now, most of the third world countries refused. There's huge resistance in the U.S. Senate. But the banks don't care. They just say, well, we're saying it's a success, and we're saying as the private banks, we're going to set this up. So they're declaring victory. They're saying they've grabbed victory from the jaws of defeat. They haven't really done it. It did blow up in their face, but they're still declaring it. And Obama and Gordon Brown of the EU, he's also on the EU board, but British Prime Minister, and Van Rompuy and others, and Ban Ki-moon, have gotten the industrialized nations to sign on to let the banks run this system. But they were already running it. So now they can go ahead and try to levy these taxes through the nations, but they weren't able to, again, have the nations sign on at the international level. So they're going to have to come into the national level and try to ram this through. But the Congress says they won't do it because it's so unpopular, and ClimateGate has exposed them. So Obama has said, quote, we will do it by command and control, whether Congress wants it or not, which is unconstitutional and is a high crime, as Senator Inhofe and others have said. So they're declaring the world government's here, but the world didn't sign on. Only a handful of first world nations did. The third world found out it was a scam to literally double carbon taxes on them so they could be fully controlled by the IMF and World Bank. But here is the London Telegraph today. Copenhagen Climate Summit, plan for EU to police countries' emissions. Gordon Brown is drawing up. You see, it's a blank check agreement. Gordon Brown, see, he runs the G20. He's the real power. Plans for the European Union to become a global warming policeman, that's a quote, monitoring individual countries' compliance with carbon-cutting targets. So, see, they don't care if the majority of nations didn't sign on and they were defeated. They're just going to do it anyways because they're tyrants. Just like when England, their parliament won't sign on to the EU, but they're still under EU regulations and control. But our victory is we're forcing them to try to implement this now when they don't even have agreements for most of the countries. They literally had 191 nations there and got, 11 countries to sign on to it. And this was all done behind closed doors. So they were saying only 7 signed on, only 11 signed on. We don't even know who signed on. All we have is the treaty. And then Brown says, I will write it up. I will tell you what it is. How is that freedom? How is that global democracy? Quote, it's not. The plan emerged from the chaotic Copenhagen Conference on Climate Change, which ended in acrimony and mistrust between world leaders. The summit was unable to reach a substantive deal on cutting greenhouse gases because of a row or fight over how countries would prove that they are honoring promises to cut their carbon emissions. China, in particular, objected to any external monitoring of its actions. So the countries wouldn't sign the treaty, but their executive officers, their presidents and prime ministers said, we don't care, just like we do with the Federal Reserve or the G20, we'll just implement by fiat. So there is the heart of it. They're going ahead with this, even though they didn't ratify it at the global level. And they're saying they're going to ram it through via the bureaucracies. Exactly what member of House of Lords, former advisor to Thatcher, an expert on this for more than 2 decades, Lord Monckton said they would do Thursday. He is absolutely correct. And the hour-long interview with him in video is posted at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com from Thursday. I suggest you go watch it because everything that guy says just continues to be verified. And that's what we believe was going to happen as well, but he added nuances to it that I didn't understand. This is all a learning process as we go along here. So that's what's going on that front. If you want to read the accord, you can also do that. We have a direct link to the United Nations with the accord that you can read for yourself. Continuing, ladies and gentlemen, along these lines, we're going to go out to break here in a moment. And when we come back, I am going to finish up on this issue, take a few phone calls, and then get into my review of Avatar. Not that a movie is important, or not that we are here covering entertainment. That's not why we're covering this. It's important because it's grade A propaganda, and we need to be able to break it down and warn people about what's in this film so that they fully get a grasp of the fact that we're literally drowning in conditioning and brainwashing in this society. But again, just putting the video up on screen for listeners without audio, you can go to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and see the video presentation that I cut Friday where I broke down what the treaty really did and what the treaty really says. Now, 2 days later, you can go read what Gordon Brown says it means, and it's exactly what we said. Again, not tooting our horn, pointing out that everybody's been scrambling for 3 days wondering what the treaty really meant because the UN wouldn't state what it really meant. And I just want to break down that you can trust this source of information because our analysis on this point turned out to be exactly right. But it is nuanced and complex. If you want simple answers, folks, this isn't the show.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins.
Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AaronAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AaronAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AaronAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AaronAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AaronAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
In summation, on the two-week United Nations meeting that the UN said, and Obama and Gordon Brown said, was the most important UN meeting in history. And it was. They attempted to go public with world government. They openly announced David Rothschild, all of them, on national television and from the UN dais that this was the birth of world government. Here's the reality. World government was already established through fraud by the private IMF and World Bank, both holding companies and consortiums for the other holding companies, Bundesbank, Bank of England, Federal Reserve, and the private banks that make up those consortiums. And so they wanted to get the countries there, have them sign on, And the majority of countries didn't sign on and are on record saying they found out this was a eugenics fraud, a death sentence for millions of people a year on the edge of starvation to cut off their food, to cut off their resources, which is what the United Nations says this is really all about themselves. But it's been a great learning experience for everyone, because even though they couldn't pass it, Gordon Brown now says, oh, well, the agreement says that the industrialized countries are writing up agreements with the private banks to go ahead and levy taxes in our countries, the countries we can get to do it, piecemeal, and to start expanding the funding of this new private global government. And so the United States, England, China, and others are going to put money into the IMF and World Bank that they then go out and loan to third world countries. And they have stipulations that say you can only invest with this company. You can only buy this type of equipment. You have to make these types of cuts in your energy consumption to get this money, which is actually meant to shut down their industry, but is a payoff to the politicians in those Latin American, African, and Asian, and Eastern European countries so that they will make those cuts. It is a payoff. It is a globalist war chest for corporate interest to go in and buy off their competition. And again, I suggest everyone go to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in your spare time or when the show's over and watch that 10-minute, 45-second video I filed Friday that Aaron Dykes did a great job adding documents and news clips to everything I said so you can see it for yourself while I talk about it, and video clips of the world leaders saying exactly what I said they said. So you don't have to believe a word I say. It's all documented in that video. This video is key for people to understand. And then 2 days after I release this video, Gordon Brown comes out and says he's writing the world government agreement that countries are bound to. They write the agreement after the meeting, because the countries signed on, the few that did, those are the countries fully controlled by the private banks. All the legislation is like this now, either national, local, or international. Almost all the new anti-gun bills in Congress state that the attorney general can ban any guns he wants. Doesn't mean they pass the bill. That's in the bill, though. Or the attorney general can put you on a no-gun buy list, just like they can put you secretly on a no-fly list with no evidence, and you can't find out why you're on the list. You can never face your accuser. Or the banker bailout bill of October 3rd, 2000, said unlimited trillions can be taken by the private Federal Reserve and given to themselves, and where the money goes is secret. These are blank check agreements, and they go to the legitimate Congress, you know, the legitimate government. They're acting illegitimately and doing illegitimate unconstitutional things, but they go to the government and say, pass a law that you're going to do this or we're going to cause a depression. Pass a law giving the banks the power to tax all human activity or the earth's going to flood and we're all going to die. Pass a law giving the insurance companies total power to force people to buy overpriced insurance or everyone's going to die. It's the same story over and over again. In fact, I've got an article here from the Daily Mail out of Canada that really says it all. And it says, 50 days to save the world. I might listen to the doomsayers if they weren't such ludicrous hypocrites. And the article goes on to state, Al Gore and Prince Philip and the UN said, we have 50 days to put in these taxes or the seas will rise, the polar bears will drown. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Not many people understand climate change, but they can recognize hypocrisy when they see it, and they're also likely to count their spoons whenever wild-eyed politicians count their spoons, people stealing the silverware, invoke the impending end of the world. And it says, on Tuesday, Prince Charles flew to Copenhagen to attend a climate change summit where he delivered a keynote speech. He informed his audience that the world has only 7 years before we lose the levers of control. Not long at all. And only 50 days to act to reverse that. But it goes on to talk about how he flew there in his own private jet and how their carbon footprint is literally thousands of times bigger than the average person. Guess who has the biggest carbon footprint in the U.S., according to New York newspapers? In fact, pull it up. The hypocrisy of Mayor Bloomberg. Or the best headline I remember was... Google the term Bloomberg Bigfoot, and then it says Bloomberg has a big footprint. Bloomberg, the Bigfoot, has the biggest carbon footprint. And then the person that has the next biggest footprint is Ted Turner, who says you should only be able to have one child by law. That was also called for at the UN summit. China, yeah, there it is, New York Times. Bloomberg, the Bigfoot in carbon. There, the exact headline. Again, I want you to learn, ladies and gentlemen, that everything we talk about here is on record. That's why we go over this. Good job, guys, pulling that up so fast. Okay, what I want to do now is try to jam in a few more calls, and I want to come back in the final segment and give you my review of Avatar. And that is in the propaganda file is why we're covering it. Tom in Connecticut, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
Listen, I wanted to thank you very much for giving some real truth in the news. Thank you very much, although I think you need to I've been hearing you lately, and you've been taking things so seriously. I worry about you sometimes, man, but I understand by being overloaded with so much information that you have. I got two questions for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, question one. What would you consider to be a total win against globalism? In other words, what would be your end game for America? That's the first question.
Huge question. What's the second one?
Second question. I had signed off on my kids' N1H1 vaccinations, and then my wife had been listening to your show with me, and she does not want them to have the vaccination. Now, what would you say we should do?
Okay, let me take the second question first. I'm going to let you go so I can answer it off air, Tom. We've got limited time here. The weekday show has more time. Sometimes I think this show should just be guests and news because it's so quick, but try to answer your question. That is your decision to make. Nationally, in public schools and in corporations, they hand out federally written and federally mandated fact sheets about the vaccine that say there is no mercury, it cannot cause Guillain-Barré or other neurological disorders, it cannot cause infertility or cancer, and a bunch of other lies. When you actually look at the five major H1N1 flu vaccine versions put out by five different companies, they all state may cause Guillain-Barré, may kill you, may cause cancer, does have thimerosal mercury, can hurt your fertility. So you read that and you decide what you're going to do. Then you look at the fact that – I could go on for hours about this. There's so much evidence. Then you look at the fact that this flu has killed a tiny fraction this year of what the regular flu strain every year, the seasonal flu, has caused. So you make your decision, sir. A very dangerous vaccine on record, a lot of complications, a lot of problems, and the government's lying to you saying there are no complications when the drug insert says there are. Now, on your other question that is just so huge, I should do a whole hour sometime just on what a win is, what a total win is. Identify the private global banking consortium as the illegitimate corporate government. Show how they're engaged in fraud and criminality. And have the state legislatures investigate them, the federal legislature investigate them, have state grand juries indict them. Ron Paul has said here on air, clearly there's indictable offenses aplenty, and prosecute the criminal, illegitimate government we have, get national sovereignty, slash the size of government because of the fraud and abuse. Big government is a vehicle for corruption. Relearn the Bill of Rights and Constitution. That's a total win.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You Jake Sully?
I'd like to talk to you about a fresh start on a new world. You'd be making a difference.
I became a Marine for the hardship. I told myself I can pass any test a man can pass. All I ever wanted was a single thing worth fighting for.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are not in Kansas anymore. You are on Pandora.
You should see your faces.
We have an indigenous population called the Na'vi. They are very hard to kill.
This is why we're here. Because this little gray rock sells for 20 million a kilo. Their village happens to be resting on the richest deposit, and they need to relocate. Those savages are threatening our whole operation. We're on the brink of war, and you're supposed to be finding a diplomatic solution.
The concept is to drive these remotely controlled bodies called avatars. They're grown from human DNA mixed with DNA of the natives.
Marine in an avatar body. That's a potent mix.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's a little bit of the trailer for Avatar, the number one movie at the box office, the all-time most expensive film ever, $500 million, made by top director James Cameron. The issue here is that this film is pure propaganda. It is a global government message. The UN has stated on record that they want to set up a global Gaia religion to sell the population of the Earth to have less resources instead of developing new resources. And the movie says that the Earth is dead and that humans are bad. And it has an anti-military message. It has an anti-imperial message that is healthy. The anti-military message isn't overall healthy, but the anti-imperialism, the anti-Iraq war message is healthy. And this, of course, was being produced during the last few years of George Bush's administration. But it is total occultism with shaman ceremonies, with the horned god male and the goddess female, and it is just pure propaganda. And I'm sure James Cameron means well, along with Sigourney Weaver and others. They think a Gaia religion is good, and they think that we're using too many resources. And there is a kernel of truth that there are destructive things going on with the environment. The problem is the global corporations behind the phony environmental movement openly want world population reduction and want to set up a system to destroy the industrial society, which will kill hundreds of millions of people per decade conservatively. And I show you all the numbers and mainline headlines in that 10-minute video we posted today, yesterday, at Infowars.com about the Copenhagen Summit. We show that. And most of your Hollywood movies, what children are taught in public schools, what is pushed everywhere, going green really means giving up your resources to the banks, letting them lower your standard of living to bankrupt you, to make you dependent on them. Meanwhile, the big environmental front groups are funded by the oil companies and others. They don't warn you about real environmental problems like cross-species genetic engineering and things that can actually cause problems. Or the Hadron Super Collider, which their own scientists admit could create reactions thousands of times more powerful than the biggest hydrogen bomb or hydrogen warhead. Or in the San Francisco Chronicle, the Air Force admitting they're secretly developing antimatter weapons and that they've isolated antimatter. I mean, these are things that could really destroy the planet or really damage our civilization. Nothing is being done about that. They get you hyped up about real environmental issues. They dress it up in kind of a wounded knee slash Pocahontas story about the evil Westerners coming in and hurting the Native Americans. My daughter, I took her to see the movie. She said, yeah, it was kind of like the story of Pocahontas. And that's what it is. It's kind of like a John Wayne movie slash the story of Pocahontas all mixed in with this indigenous alien species fighting the evil warmongers. And then a dictatorship of good scientists take over the planet and kick out the evil military at the end. And this film, of course, was designed to come out right now to push this whole global religion that Al Gore has openly called for. Again, I think that the people involved in the film, James Cameron and others, they mean well. That's why the globalists are so powerful, is they sell so many people on this idea. They mix in this phony environmental message with an anti-exploitation message, an anti-imperialism message, an anti-militarism message. And so it's very effective programming. Tens of millions of people are now watching this movie per week. Millions of people are now being indoctrinated into the new global religion. And this idea is being sold that you're a hero, you're a wonderful person if you embrace this and get involved in this. And then you go join the modern environmental movement, and all that happens is your well-meaning actions then get co-opted by the IMF and World Bank that have chosen to set up a global financial and economic dictatorship through the environmental movement. And they've stated this, that Copenhagen and global taxes and green initiatives that have nothing to do with green initiatives, and they candy-coated in electric cars and wind turbines and things that sound reasonable and sound like progress, it has nothing to do with that. It has to do, how do you think a private global corporate system is going to sell the people on relinquishing control of their lives? They're going to do it through a trendy, well-meaning, well-sounding environmental movement. If Avatar wanted to be accurate, it would show a group of humans landing on a planet, or a planetoid, in this case it's a moon, orbiting a gas giant, and it would show the corporations being slick propagandists and going to the indigenous people that are concerned about their environment and in harmony with their Gaia that they worship. And the corporation would land, send in their avatars to infiltrate through force multiplication, posing as the indigenous population, and they would tell them, you are hurting the environment, indigenous people. You must stop using resources. You must all move to one reservation to save your planet. Only so they could then herd them in, imprison them, and then mine the whole moon. If you wanted to have a realistic movie of how things really work, that's how it works. The global corporation is mining the moon, is extracting all the resources, genetically modifying the entire genome of the planet and the entire biosphere, wrecking it. But they convince the natives to give up their weapons and to move to a reservation and to be sterilized. That's the only way the corporation in this fictitious science fiction movie, which has incredible special effects and incredible environment that the writers of this film, and the writers of the screenplay developed. I mean, it's a powerful film. It's powerful propaganda. But see, instead, it's an evil corporation taking over, wrecking the environment, and they send out this group of people wired in to these biomechanical, genetically engineered creatures that mimic the indigenous creatures, and they can't seem to infiltrate them right until this one Marine infiltrates and falls in love with Pocahontas. That's the same story, you know, the daughter of the chief, and then he becomes the chief, and then they wage war and kick the evil humans off. This is an anti-human, anti-development story. Ladies and gentlemen, I have read the Royal Commission from 49 when the British eugenicists, this is public, said, if we industrialize the third world, they'll stop burning down all their forests. They'll stop using up their resources. They will stop having four children. They'll start having 1.3 as the West has done. But then they'll become self-sufficient and we can't control them. Instead, we'll go in, keep them suppressed. They'll have a bunch of kids. They will chew up the environment, but it's regenerating. The planet was born in fire and atomic radiation, folks. It's very hard to kill the life on this planet. And they know that the reason we have 6,700,000,000 people is because of the globalization system suppressing the third world. They know that if they truly brought in clean technologies, truly developed the third world, truly educated them, they would stop having as many children if you believe we're overpopulated. But with technology and creating dense urban systems, you could actually support 10, 20, 30 billion. And all the top scientists agree on this. But that doesn't matter. World population is going to plane off in 2020 at 8 billion 400 to 600 million. And the globalists know that. But instead, they want to accelerate a program to train everyone to only have one child by law, to be sterilized, to be controlled under a technological control grid under the guise of an ecological system that's in harmony. We'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Infowars.com is the website. Great job, crew. That is my review of Avatar. James Cameron is a useful idiot of the eugenicist.
Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm pleased to announce a completely new and exciting way to listen to your favorite GCN Live program on your telephone. Simply by calling 712-338-7200, you'll be hearing your favorite GCN Live programs in seconds. Tune into all of our channels. I have made sure that everyone who wants to hear GCN Live will have the opportunity to do so. Call to listen at 712-338-7200. That's 712-338-7200. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. This